Happen Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we have talked about this problem before, the so-called payday loan companies. And they're out there trying to say, we provide a service. We have these small emergency tide-over loans for people who can't get loans from other things. We're really a bunch of swell guys here. And as we reported, there's a huge crisis over in Great Britain where they're finding the payday loan companies will deliberately destroy checks that people send in to make their payment so they can charge late fees and more interest while it gets all sorted out. Well, apparently, the scandal is continuing to grow. Payday loan companies have been caught threatening customers, grabbing cash without permission, and rolling over debts as many as 12 times. Now, these payday loan companies, you're talking about an annual interest rate of 14,000%. And once you get trapped by them, you don't have money for food, you don't have money for anything. It's legalized loan sharking. Apparently, there's been an 800% jump in the number of complaints against the companies just in the last 2 years. You are a fool if you go to any of those payday loan companies. You are a fool if you sell your gold to those gold scavenging companies, because you're not going to get the full value of the gold. You have to go to someplace reputable. The shopping mall is not it. We've got one down here at the bottom of the hill. There's this place, sell your old used up gold here. We'll give you paper. Speaking of gold, German calls for repatriation of their gold bullion continue to intensify as the Federal Reserve continues to refuse to allow inspections. Der Spiegel is reporting the Federal Reserve still refuses to allow German inspectors to even view the bullion in the interests of security and of the control process. We're talking about 1,536 tons of gold reserves, supposedly held on behalf of Germany by the New York Federal Reserve. It's becoming very obvious that something has happened to that gold. It got leased out for profit-making possibility, and that's, you know, that gold does not belong to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve provides vaults for the gold to be there for Germany to carry out their business at the international level. So it looks like the gold got taken. Part of it was probably thrown onto the market anytime gold prices started up to keep the gold prices down. A lot of it was probably leased out for other financial situations that did not work out, and now they can't get the gold back. There may be no gold left in the New York Federal Reserve. A lot of gold receivables, pieces of paper. See, this paper says that somewhere down the road you'll get your gold back. They really are all crooks on Wall Street. They really, really are. I think this nation was doomed decades ago, and they've just managed to scam their way this far. You know, through fraud and deception. Anyway, over in Europe, the European Union budget summary has now ended without an agreement. They were saying might be going into the weekend, then to the last second, late on Friday, they just basically say it's finished. There's no agreement on a future budget, and apparently a big part of the sticking point was David Cameron was saying, no, Britain cannot move closer to the euro. We can't come up with the money. We don't have the 11th mark. So now they're saying there's no deal at any cost. Everybody's unhappy. And, of course, now that means the derivatives time bomb is ticking. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can! With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity, no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go take some phone calls. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
I hope you had a good turkey day.
Up until very late in the evening, it was wonderful, and then I got sick.
Well, you know, the thing is, I had to invite a single mother with 3 young children. Her husband died in Iraq. She pulled her money out of that bank and went to a smaller bank, a credit union, a local credit union we have.
Yep.
She couldn't afford Thanksgiving dinner, and she makes a pretty good salary what she does. Her check got deposited last Thursday, and she thought she had enough money in the account to cover the checks that she'd written to the electric company and all that stuff. Wells Fargo wiped her out with overdraft fees. That money was supposed to be posted in her account, but Wells Fargo decided to hold on to it and make all her checks bounce, and
yeah,
it was wiped out.
Yeah. They're all getting desperate to run up fees, late fees, overdraft fees, or sell you overdraft protection. And really, now's the time to get out of the really big corporate banks and find a local small bank, you know, near you, credit union, something like that, to get your money into. Because as the economy continues to collapse, the rules are going to go out the window. The banks are going to do whatever they feel is in their best interest, and the U.S. government is going to look the other way. And that's just the way it is. And I'm sorry that this woman who sacrificed her husband in Iraq, you know, got the royal screwing by Wells Fargo.
Yeah, and also, too, it's what would I say? It's more like, got these banks, not only they're too big, and the government side is not too big to fail, but also too big to be wrong. You know, and that's another thing the government don't seem to realize. They ain't too big to be wrong.
Well, they are. They were wrong. You know, they were wrong for the mortgage-backed security fraud. They're wrong for all these things that they're doing. And again, it is a vast criminal enterprise. The whole system is based on a pyramid scheme, a Ponzi scheme bank. And if the very core of your economy is already a scam, then what's going to grow up around it?
Yeah. Another thing I'm going to probably build up on, I've written it, I'm going to post it to your website, but I started calling county clerks. And you want to know what? There is a significant rise in people starting to attend jury duty. There's been a big rise, and it's starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty much a good thing.
Well, I would agree. Whether they're there because they're aware of jury nullification or if it's just they don't have anything better to do. I mean, I'd like to serve on a jury, but the few times I've been called, it always happened right in the middle of, you know, trying to earn a living and work on a production and the rest of it. And, you know, I'd like to get out there and do 12 Angry Men and say, he's innocent until you prove him guilty and all the rest of that stuff.
Well, I mean, the last time I sat on a jury, it was over an overzealous prosecutor. And our decision why we nullified is because the judge and the prosecutor are on the same side, and they never allowed the defense to bring their evidence forward. So we based our verdict on not guilty because the government did not allow us to see the evidence of the defense.
Now, that's always there's supposed to be the whole discovery process, and if that gets abandoned, you know, you're back to the Napoleonic Code. And we may be there very, very soon in this country. It seems more and more we hear of the court system just shortcutting the process and trying to bias everything for the prosecution. And it ceases being justice and it becomes persecution and oppression.
Well, the justice system becomes just us.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Illinois. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a question. It's about basically who's watching the watchers. The federal government, you know, the EPA, as we all know, said that the, you know, air is safe to breathe during 9/11. Well, obviously they're liars. Mm-hmm. How can we believe that the USDA is truly stamping something organic and I'm buying? How do we know they're not lying?
We don't. But there are independent organizations that are now starting to double check on what contains GMO and what doesn't. And so far, they haven't gotten a hit off of anything that the USDA has labeled as certified organic. So, you know, basically it is incumbent upon all the American people. We know this government lies. We know this government cheats. We know this government is hand in hand with the money interests. It is up to us to constantly be double checking everything that they say, looking for lies and deceptions. And when we find it, we point it out.
The independent people that you're speaking of, do they have a particular label on a product that you could identify?
There are a couple of them, and I don't recall the name of it right off the top of my head, but I'll hunt it down and post it to whatreallyhappened.com after the radio show today.
Okay, great. I had one other thing. I was watching a movie on YouTube, and I recommend it to you and anybody else, and it was Noam Chomsky Manufacturing Consent. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really good movie. To all the viewers out there, I recommend going to YouTube and watching that.
I think it's also on Netflix. I think I saw it over on Netflix as well. But, yeah, basically the whole idea is that the government wants to do something, and in order to preserve at least the illusion of democracy, they must manufacture the consent of the people, usually through propaganda, scare tactics, and that sort of a thing, until finally everybody says, well, obviously there is no choice but to do whatever, and they do it to start the wars. They've been trying to do it to get the carbon tax. The carbon Nazis are back here, you know, already screaming about this stuff. You're all going to die unless you give me your money.
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, getting back to Europe and the economy, the deal for a Greek rescue has hit a stumbling block in that Greece is asking the bondholders to ease debt reduction targets and to lower the interest rates being charged. And the bondholders are saying, no, we don't want to do that. You owe us the money. The debt is sacrosanct. So that's looking like that's going to fall apart. And as if that wasn't bad enough, prices in Greece are skyrocketing for everything. And the entire Greek economy is starting to buckle under this pressure. I don't see this as lasting a whole heck of a lot longer. And, of course, when it goes, it's going to trigger that derivatives firestorm on Wall Street. And the U.S. government is going to be forced to do one of two things. They're either just going to crank up the printing presses and just create up all this new paper money to pay off on these derivatives, or they'll pull a Nixon and say, I'm sorry, to preserve the U.S. economy, we are not going to honor these agreements. Either one of which will have devastating consequences for the dollar or for the derivatives market. So, boy, there's a lot of military aircraft out there buzzing around here. I can even hear it through the headphones here. Over in Spain, garbage is piling up. Unpaid municipal bills are continuing to mount. So they've got problems there in Spain. Here in the United States of America, a lot more people are starting to get on board the secession movement. It's not fading away. It's not going away. It's picking up steam. People are unhappy with this government, especially a government that seems to march in lockstep with Israel and Wall Street and doesn't really care about the rest of us all that much. And so, yeah, those secession petitions, they've made the topic of secession, of breaking away from the federal government. It's now acceptable conversation. In fact, we were talking about it at Thanksgiving dinner last night. It's now acceptable to openly talk about leaving the United States of America. The U.S. Navy has fired two more commanders amid allegations of misconduct, and they were just weeks away from assuming new commands. This is something like 24 naval commanders dismissed this year, supposedly over misbehaving. Same thing they did with Petraeus. I think the military high command, somebody's cleaning house. Somebody's cleaning house. Over at one of the other blogs, they had a story asking whether Obama is concerned that insiders might stage a coup against him, and is that the reason for all of these sudden dismissals? Now, there's an interesting little story that's evolving. This has to do with the fiasco last year where President Obama claimed that he, meaning the U.S. SEALs, had gotten Osama bin Laden. And then they took this guy and then they supposedly buried him at sea and flooded the internet with these very obviously faked photos of a dead bin Laden. And that ludicrous staged scene in the White House where they're all in the Situation Room looking at the situation going on and none of the laptops are turned on, which is what gives it away. It's just a staged shot. Well, apparently now that some actual information is coming out from this case, it's turning out no U.S. sailor actually saw the dropping of bin Laden into the ocean. The original story was they just threw him out of the helicopter. The second story was they held a funeral with, you know, they spoke Arabic over him and did him off the plank with all the due ceremony. And apparently no sailors on the ship saw that happen. So we're back to the story about just throwing the guy out of the helicopter once they realized he wasn't the real bin Laden. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, speaking of Russia, apparently a Russian weapons designer, the deputy chief designer at the research and production facility in Tula, an arms-producing city south of Moscow, was found dead in what appears to be a contract-style killing. So, looks like we're getting into a phase where there's a lot of assassinations. Now, speaking of shooting, there's kind of an interesting story here regarding biometric gunshot surveillance will ID shooters in real time across America. And what they're talking about here is they're going to have sensitive microphones on top of all the cell phone towers. This has actually been around for a while. And when a gunshot is fired, immediately, the point of origin of the gunshot is computed from the arrival time of the impulse of the various microphones surrounding it. Well, now they want to team it up with this idea that all of America will be under constant video surveillance. There'll always be a TV camera on you somewhere, some pole, some roof, some eaves, and that they'll be instantaneously able to take the location provided by the acoustic triangulation and simply take a picture of who was there at the time. Sounds really kind of cool. But again, it's just this extreme paranoia. I don't think they're doing this to protect Americans, because this system is certainly not going to work indoors, not going to work inside the convenience store that's being held up without the trigger being pulled. This is a surveillance system to counter an urban insurgency that they're building. And I don't know that it's going to work. I mean, the first thing I think off the top of my head is, oh, it'll hear the gunshot and immediately identify you. Wait till New Year's or 4th of July or Chinese New Year's when all the fireworks are going off to do your killing. But there's a lot of money to be made on devices that will spy on the American people. And there's another one here. Apparently, there's a student, Andrea Hernandez, was given, was going to a school where they're handing out RFID tags for the students to wear so that their location on the campus can be known at all times to the computer. And apparently, a Texas court has granted a restraining order filed by a civil rights group pending a hearing on use of the tags. Now, the school is taking the position that the tags on the students are justified to give the Northside Independent School District a better idea of the number of students attending classes each day, the daily average of which dictates how much money they get from tax revenues. Don't the teachers keep attendance records for every class? I did when I was a teacher. They don't need the tags. Just take the attendance. That's your data that you need for the stated application. What this is they're trying to condition students to simply go along with the fact that the government knows where they are at every single moment. I wouldn't, if I had a kid, if I were lucky enough to have a kid, I wouldn't let him stay in a school like that. If you take away all privacy, especially in that very traumatic age group, you're going through changes in life, and you take away all sense of privacy, you're going to drive people crazy. The fact that I want to live privately, that I don't want somebody looking over my shoulder, does not make me a criminal. Just means I'm going to stand up here and say it's none of your business what book I'm reading tonight or what TV show I'm watching or what my tastes in music are or where I'm walking to get my exercise. It's none of your business. And now they want to put radio tags on the kids so that their location can be shown on a computer at all times so they can count attendance. I imagine the kids are going to swap tags anytime they want to do something. They don't want to be here. You know, do you have to do something? We'll swap tags. Oh, I didn't realize I was wearing the wrong tag. I think that's what they ought to do, is just everybody trades tags. Now, getting back to that earlier call, Mike in Illinois, where he's talking about USDA certified organic and genetically modified food. Apparently, the GMO establishment is launching a new propaganda campaign trying to say that frozen food and canned food and organic food are all nutritionally the same. And, of course, the real issue isn't frozen, canned, and organic. It is organic versus GMO. But they're trying to basically, they're ramping up the propaganda again. They may have reason to be concerned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Incredible Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So as we were mentioning in the last segment, the GMO establishment have launched a new propaganda campaign trying to convince America that frozen and canned foods are nutritionally the same as organic food. And even setting aside the issue of GMO, the reason for this is very simple. If people start thinking that fresh organic food is actually better for them, they're not going to go to the supermarket to buy canned and frozen food anymore. They're going to start growing stuff on their own property. They will cease to be dependent on the supermarkets and on the companies providing frozen and canned foods. And it's all about maintaining market share, scaring people back into dependency on the food corporations. And behind that, of course, is the whole issue of GMO organisms. Now, we have talked before about Proposition 37 out in California, where it was declared defeated very early in the night with something like 3 million uncounted votes. They still have not completed the final vote count on Proposition 37. It's not due until December 7th. Then it has to be certified by the 14th. The Organic Consumers Association is monitoring the ongoing count and they're looking for discrepancies between the results and what their own polling was showing. And apparently there's a special eye on a couple of the large counties that had paper-free balloting where fraud was most likely to take place. But as of November 11th, the vote totals were very, very, very close. And getting closer. The gap is narrowing. That's why they want to keep an eye on this. The Organic Consumers Association is preparing, if they see what they feel is a clear case of fraud, they're going to file a challenge and do a full, complete recount. Because we know how important this was to Monsanto. So, anyway. Now, here's an interesting story to kind of tell you what life is like inside the government. The Department of Homeland Security has spent $430 million on radios its employees don't know how to use. Okay. Now, apparently what happened is over the last 9 years, the Department of Homeland Security spent $430 million to provide radios tuned to a common secure channel to 123,000 employees across the country who apparently can't seem to figure out how to use them. Now, if you're a radio enthusiast like I am, when I was a kid, you know, you had a shortwave radio crystal set, and you could get what were called scanners. And scanners were radios that would listen for police and fire calls, and they had a complete uninterrupted band coverage from about 30 megahertz, which is top of the citizens band, all the way up to, well, some of the newer ones are getting up to 1 and 2 gigahertz. But starting about, I think it was 8 years ago, the U.S. government started declaring certain bands illegal to listen to. And in all the new scanners, they block out certain sections of frequency where the military and Secret Service and the government are all hiding. It's easy to bypass that stuff if you know anything about electronics. But what they're setting up here are these secure, assigned, clear channel frequencies through which they can broadcast messages directly to their people if, for example, the phones and the internet stop working. That's what this is all about. You will have your radio, Department of Homeland Security will tell you what you're thinking, and it doesn't matter if everything else around you is gone or not, or working or not. But that's what that was supposed to be, a dedicated radio channel and special radio receivers where only Department of Homeland Security employees could hear these broadcasts by the Department of Homeland Security. And they can't use the radios. They don't know how to use them. And they spent $430 million on this. Amazing stuff here. Now, you probably saw on the news, Pope Benny has come out with a book in which he is challenging some of the cherished Christmas traditions. And the first print run is a million copies of the book, and I'm sure it'll get snapped up by the faithful. And he's saying, you know, the birthday of the historical Jesus may not be in December, which is not news. We've known that for a long, long time here. And he's saying the entire Christian calendar is based on a miscalculation. And he goes back in and says, the angels didn't sing to the shepherds, they only talked to them. And he points out that even though they talk about laying the babe in a manger, there's no direct reference to animals, so there may not have been animals gathered around as you see in those nativity scenes. I guess he just wanted to see his face in the bookstores here. But the reality is, much of Orthodox Christianity is a mishmash of concepts stolen from other religions. And the date of Jesus' birth is an obvious fiction, and it's been known for a long time it's a fiction. Even the Bible mentions the historical Jesus was born in lambing time. We all grew up with the image of the shepherds tending their flocks by night, which is something required only when newborn lambs are vulnerable to predators. Now, lambs naturally are born in the spring when there is plenty of grass for the mothers to eat with which to produce milk. So Jesus, the historical Jesus, was probably born late April, early May, someplace in there. So where did the December 25th date come from? Well, it's the winter solstice, or close enough to it. And the winter solstice was a traditional time of year where the world was being reborn from the cold of winter. You knew that once you were past the solstice, the world was being reborn, spring was on the way. That's why it was such an important holiday. When Constantine declared Christianity the official religion of Rome, much of the Christian dogma that we know today was debated and voted on in the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Prior to that moment, Jesus was viewed by his fans as a mortal prophet with all the attributes of a mortal man, including his wife Mary and his daughter Sarah. But in order to rebrand Christianity as an instrument of control, the historical Jesus had to be recast as a magical deity, a divine being, thence to be sold and marketed as the only path to the afterlife with the appropriate admission charged by the clergy. So December 25th was an important holiday. It was the winter solstice. Remember, the calendar has drifted around a little bit since then. And in order to make it easier for older religions to convert to Christianity, much of the traditions and rituals of Christianity were simply copied from the older religions. The winter solstice is the birthday of Mithras, also called the Son of God, who later died, was buried in a rock tomb, and rose from the dead 3 days later. That ought to sound familiar. The winter solstice is also the birthday of Adonis, Dionysus, and Osiris. And Osiris also has a death and resurrection story, thought to be the inspiration for Egyptian embalming practices. I guess back then, if you were going to be taken seriously as a deity, you had to have a death and resurrection story here. By the way, you know this whole thing about gold, frankincense, and myrrh? That appears in the story of the birth of Krishna. So intent was the Council of Nicaea at planting Christianity firmly on top of pagan tradition, they even moved their holy day, which was originally the Jewish Sabbath on the seventh day of the week, to the Mithraic holy day of the first day of the week, the Sun Day. So how did Jesus' birthday migrate away from the winter solstice by a few days? Well, in 315 AD, calendars were still being very confused by the extra quarter day every year, which would confuse the calculations for both Christmas and Easter. It wasn't until Pope Gregory instituted the concept of the leap year in 1582 that days started staying more or less in the same place in the yearly calendar. And when the Gregorian calendar was agreed, Jesus' birthday landed roughly 4 days after the winter solstice. Now, the truth is, nobody really knows any facts about the life of the historical Jesus. And the Roman Catholic Church declared the amalgam of stolen religious traditions to be orthodox, then tried to erase all the gospels that portrayed Jesus as human, and declared the adherents to the actual history to be heretics, meaning people who exercise freedom of choice. The reality is we're at the end of a 2,000-year game of gossip where everybody's spinning and changing the story to suit whatever their own particular agenda was. In fact, when Gutenberg invented, or rather rediscovered, movable type printing, it created a crisis in the church, because up until then, every church had and maintained their own Bible. They were constantly being changed. We know about the suppressed Gospel of Mark has now surfaced again. Stories about the Carbocratians, and the church, the Bibles were suiting the theology of each individual church, and all of a sudden when Bibles started being printing and people said, well, wait a minute, this was supposed to be the revealed word of God, how come they're all so different? And that was what forced King James to create a unified Bible that would be the same for all the churches, the King James edition of the Bible. And they're still not done. They're always rewriting the Bible, and they're just having liberties with it. Scofield Bible is from where a lot of this end-time stuff comes from. It gets amplified. You go out and you look online, and you'll see there's all kinds of different versions of the Bible. All of them claim to have the truth. They contradict each other. Obviously, they can't all be the truth. It's just It's metaphor. It's myth. It's fables. Backed up with burning at the stake and the rack and all the rest of that other stuff. All righty. Phone lines are open. I'm running out of energy. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We are seeing more and more human rights organizations starting to take issue with the killer robots, the so-called autonomous drones. We know that police departments like Texas and San Diego are already buying drones that are capable of carrying weapons, but they're still directed by humans. The concern here is that the U.S. Army, Air Force, is already developing. They already have a prototype of a completely robotic drone that will simply, you'll push the go button, it takes off from the runway, it flies to its destination, it evaluates the situation, carries out attacks, and then flies back all on its own. And eventually that technology is going to show up in the skies over our heads. And a lot of people are very, very concerned. We know about this horrible false positive problem with existing scanner technology. They put these scanners in the airports to identify terrorists, and they'll get thousands and thousands of mistakes and no terrorists. So if you have a robotic drone overhead that's looking for somebody to kill them, and it misidentifies it, false positives on somebody, well, obviously, our government wouldn't care. Every time they send in a drone to Pakistan, they wipe out 50 innocent people for every one suspect. But we are really rushing headlong into this Terminator-like world of killing machines set loose on humanity. And I'd like to see it turn back. It is a huge, huge cost. It's very, very dangerous. And it's not making us any more loved in the eyes of the rest of the world. So, let's see. Apparently, the FBI is... Apparently, the FBI is still looking into Petraeus and staff over classified leaks. I think the real surprise was that his biographer did have a security clearance. That's why they weren't making a big deal over the fact that she did have classified documents in her possession that she did not get from Petraeus. I still think she was a honey trap. Let's see what else is going on here. Apparently, we've got a caller on the line, Tom in Maryland. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Mike. I'm a first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that on much of the... I listened to you on Rick Satellite, one of those systems. And so many shows in the alternative media do address the origin of the various holidays around the year. Mm-hmm. And what's so, I don't know, to this day to me, my dad taught me about the fakeness of the Christmas holiday, decades ago. I'm 41, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. It's so, what irks me, and it probably gets on a lot more than my nerves, is how Pope Benny Boy, is coming out with this now, and there are those of us who have known this most of our life, and you've probably encountered folks in your life that if you're talking about such things, they run the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear it. They'll tell you they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And the willingness to just ignore these things, knowing that every culture that everyone had a savior born to a virgin. Everybody did.
Yes.
And the Christian angle of it is theirs is all lies and ours is true.
Yeah.
I've truly encountered this, Mike. And I don't have a hostility. I had a Thanksgiving dinner yesterday with a Catholic family. I've been friends with them all my life. But it's so strange to, there are those of us who have just known this for so long, and then when you hear of, I don't doubt that someone perhaps in your audience might encounter someone who, this is brand new news to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking in their mind, please, you know, I've known this 50 years, and you're just getting around to all the days.
Pope Benny just wanted to see his face up at the bookstores and, you know, rake in the money. I mean, they did the first printing as a million copies, so he's going to pick up some coin from this.
Yes, and, you know, let's not forget all their other shenanigans and the young boys and the victims and so forth. But
yes,
that's all I really had to say, Mike, and I appreciate you taking my call. Long-time listener.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All righty, we're coming up on the end of a segment. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll be into hour three, and Claire will be taking the microphone to give us her view of what's going on in the world. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Five more minutes. All right, we're back here. Claire came in a little bit early. That's okay. Let's just get the microphone set up. And all right, let me just get this. Here we go. There we are. Just gonna hit it. Whoop, hang on. this thing's falling apart. All the equipment in this office is falling apart. I'm having problems with the mixer. This thing's there. There we go. All right, let me turn up your volume here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real professional show business here. You know, trying to get it all together. All right, I got a couple more stories here, and then we're going to get into talking with Claire. It does turn out that quite a few, not a lot, but quite a few of the Walmart workers did walk off the job in protest for working conditions here on Black Friday. It was not a huge walkout, and so I'm sure Walmart is still there running the cash registers and so forth and so on, but it did happen quite a bit. Everybody's tensions are really high. Everybody's being flogged to run down to the store and spend money they don't have on a bunch of stuff they don't really like to send to people that they don't care about, but it's tradition. Apparently, there's already been one incident where a man tried to cut in line, and another man in the line pulled a gun on him. So everybody, let's tone it down a notch. All right. Well, Claire, now that you're here, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I would like to follow up that story just with an observation. I think this tends to happen to a society that defines itself through acquisition rather than learning and what they do and what they're willing to give and how they love. And it's kind of a very sad commentary on 21st century America.
Well, it's hardly 21st century America. I mean, you know, for as long as there's mass media and product being put out there, the emphasis is always on defining yourself by having the latest fashions, the latest gadget, the latest lotion on your head.
The stuff. Yeah.
And human qualities like love and loyalty and rationality and compassion, they're de-emphasized because they can't be bottled and sold. And so we are a very materialistic, acquisition-driven society. And again, I think for most of these people going to these stores, they're there to buy the latest and greatest gizmo so that they can prove how manly or womanly they are because I got it and you didn't and I'm giving this to my child and therefore I'm a superior human being. And it really is a treadmill that we need to get off. And like I said, I don't have a problem with wealth and acquisitions, but it has to be balanced by other priorities in our society.
The small church that I attend did something very interesting for Christmas, and it gives you the ability to have sent in the recipient's name things like corn for planting, heifers, and to do something that's really going to make a difference in the lives of people that can be very dramatic. And I really kind of love that idea.
Well, we've all got to be helping ourselves out right now. It's obvious the corporations and the government, their only interest in us is our wallet and the soldiers that we breed for them. And we're going to have to take care of each other.
Yes.
Really what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
All righty. We're coming up on a station, a station identification. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, continuing with the lovely Miss Claire.